Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Hello and a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the second hour of the show this afternoon. And it is, of course, 10 minutes past 2. You know what happens? They say quarter past. No, 10 past. That's what we say. 10 past 2 every single Wednesday. We're talking financial matters. And I think we're not going to blame anyone when we miss such important opportunities. We're not going to keep saying we wish we'd learned about finances much earlier, because now is the time. And so on the line this afternoon, I've got Blessing Dabula as per usual. And today we're talking about how to raise capital for your startup business. This is so important. I don't know if you can move from the noise. Blessing, I'm hearing a bit of noise behind you, my lovey.
I'm at the office.
You're at the office. All right. Okay, I think it's gone down a little bit there. Oh, okay. So, you know, I think this is an important one, Blessing, because I think this is a huge struggle for most small businesses. You know, we're always looking to see which door to knock at. And I don't think it really ever occurs, Guti, there's something that you can do as well.
There is.
Mm.
And a lot of people, they struggle. They have ideas that some of them, I think somebody said that the richest place that you can ever find is the grave, because it's sitting with people who had ideas who just didn't know how they can raise the finances that they need.
That's the late Miles Monroe. Late Miles Monroe.
Yes. Yes. So, and there is a way. There is a way for you to be able to make sure that you manifest those dreams that God has placed in your heart. You may want to have a retail shop, you're selling clothes, or even a spaza shop, or, you know, properties. It's possible. You can do it. But these are things on a weekly basis that I say there's discipline that is involved, there's consistency that is involved, that one needs to imbibe and ensure that you implement. And I'll start. We spoke about savings. Before I even start there, you need to have already discovered your niche. Mm-hmm. Don't just decide that you're going to get into business because your neighbor is getting into business. Find something that you love, something that you're passionate about. Because if you're passionate about something, no matter how tired you can be, no matter how discouraged you can be, if you are passionate about something, it will not distort you.
Yeah.
No matter how tired I am, I'll join in at Radio Pulpit and do this thing because I love it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I enjoy weather. And the money should not be the drive. So you find out that sometimes people get into business because of the money that it will yield them. Sometimes it may not work like that. But if you are passionate about something, then in your passion, God will put in the money, bring in the money. So it's that thing whereby even when there's no money, you still are very passionate about doing it. You will do it, whether you are seeing the money. You will wake up from your bed, because there are days when, and I'm talking from a personal perspective, there are days whereby you don't feel like waking up because you didn't do as well in that particular month in terms of profits compared to other months.
And that's why you shouldn't do it for money, because you're going to be frustrated.
Yes, and what is that thing that's going to make you wake up then when you don't feel like doing it because you're so discouraged because the numbers didn't, and your suppliers are here, rent needs to be paid, that needs to be paid. Do you understand? So you need to have the niche and something that you know that you're very passionate about. That's number one. Then number two, you need to have studied your market in terms of what people need. Mm-hmm. What is it? It's not every spaza shop that is needed. What is it?
True.
You look into the needs of the community. What do people need? For example, I think with the HIV, it could just be an idea for somebody. With the United States deciding to stop the US aid, you understand, in helping HIV clients in our country, not clients, HIV patients in our country. What is that thing that you know you can do in trying to cap that? And you work together with the government, in ensuring that the HIV patients are still getting the money, the medication that they need at this time. Do you understand? That's an opportunity for somebody to stand up and say, I'm going to come in and I'm going to help this way. Do you understand?
Find an opportunity. Make an opportunity for yourself.
And it's a need. People are dying right now because they don't have ARVs anymore. They don't have the medication that they need. But somebody needs to stand up. We can't be crying after Trump that, hey, Trump did this. It is time for us now to stand up. And somebody is sitting there with an idea that can actually, that's a need. Do you understand? That one, somebody can stand up and say, I'm going to meet that need. And then the next thing, you do a feasibility study with regards to the estimated cost for starting up that business.
All right.
So now you're going to look, okay, what am I going to need in starting up this business?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at similar businesses that do the same thing that you are doing. You could even, go and find out from their offices, but now there's internet. You can just go and look at the internet. You go to their website, check their financial statements, and be able to see, this is how these people started 5 years ago doing this thing. If they publish the course, if they're not published, there isn't anything wrong if you go to the company and say, I'm pursuing something similar. It doesn't mean that I want to be a competitor.
Yeah.
But I want to find out, how did you start with this this thing? What were the costs that you had to incur in terms of like rent, that you may need to, the equipment that you need to use. You go and find so that you have the numbers.
Yeah.
You're not talking about unsuck India and you say, because there's more work that you're going to do. It's either you're going to decide now, after you have the numbers of how much you need to start the business, it's either you're going to plan, work on saving. That's why we are still employed whilst we're doing business on the side.
Exactly. You're reminding me, I used to say to my twin brother, be clever about this. Don't leave your job while you're trying to establish a small business. Let your job fund your small business.
Exactly. Do you understand? Because you need, whilst you are feeding, whilst you are raising the idea, whilst you are raising the idea, you still need to be able to, you have fixed costs. You have rent that you must pay.
Exactly.
Or you have a bond that you must pay. You have a car that you must pay. And that car, you need it to go to different clients. So in other words, your job is helping you on the side to be able to still be able to sell whatever it is that you are starting up. So you need to save up. And you need to make sure that you make a decision. Okay, I'm going to be employed for the next 3 years. And in these 3 years, I'm going to be putting aside money so that I can start this thing that I want to start. I've got the numbers. I need about a million, or I need about 500,000. And how much is it that can I put aside to make sure that in 3 years' time, I say goodbye to my employer and I go and start my own full time. So saving, and then you can decide to go and get a loan from a bank. But the trick with getting a loan from a bank is that the bank is not just going to give you money if you don't have anything. That's why I'm saying don't leave your job. Don't just decide to quit your job. Because you need that job, because the job maybe you already have, you already have a bond that you are paying.
Mm.
You are going to use that bond as a surety to the bank to say, like, if my business fails, you can take my house.
Mm. Mm.
If you have cars, the bank is going to say, which assets do you have?
Yeah, yeah.
That will, if you fail to pay us our money back that you are borrowing for the business, we can take in paying back whatever it is that you owe. Do you get me?
Yeah.
I've seen people who will just decide and say, and I mean, God speaks in different ways, but I think the accounting in me always just kicks in.
Brings the reasoning in, Uguti. Ngani.
And I think God also, because he that's how he crafted me. He doesn't come to me, and he would never, I'm quite sure, he would never come and say to me, leave your job now. I've had people say God spoke to them and said they must leave their job and go and start business. They have nothing.
Mm.
And so for some, he comes through for them.
Yeah, true.
For some who are helping, they can't pay their rent. They can't pay. So they will keep on coming to us. Listen, can you help me with 500 rents for electricity? And this person was somebody who was well off, was somebody who could take care of all these things. Do you understand? So sometimes you question that voice of the Holy Spirit that really
was with him.
Was it him or was it your need, your desire to start the business? So you need to be able to decipher between the two, whether it is God that is saying, go and start the business. Or
it's just it's your passion pinching you. It could be that as well.
Passion pinching to you. Do you understand? Yes. So hence I'm saying, if you are going to opt to go into the bank, you need your job. You need your job because you're not going to get that money from the bank if you don't have any assets that you can use as surety. And they also want to see if you have income that is coming
in. Exactly. A sense of affordability.
They're not just going to give you money saying that, yet there's no income that is coming in. They want like some form of pay slips that they can use. Then the third thing that you can, there are so many options, but I'm only going to give four. You can request for assistance from your family and your friends. You know, if you have friends and family that are well to do, that can help you in that figure that you have put together, because you can't just go to just, if, for example, your father has the money, you can't just go to your father and say, Daddy, I need money. I want to start a business. And then he's like, how much? And you don't know how much it is.
Yeah, true.
You don't have the figure. Because Daddy can say, like, let's say you need 500,000. Daddy can say, I can help you with 100,000. And then maybe if you go to mommy and mommy says, I can help you with 50,000, at least you've raised about 150,000. Do you understand? Or on what you need to start up. And if it's 150,000 that you can get, you can't get the whole 500,000, then you size down on your plans. When can you start from with that 150,000 without having to start with the 500,000?
True.
You understand?
True.
And then I don't think any parent is just gonna give you money. I wouldn't do that. If my daughter came to me, I need to some form of surety as well.
Hey.
Not necessarily like I wanted. Yes, I want True. To see my investment rate is going.
Because relationships break from this thing.
Yes. Whether you're going to give the people shares into the company, or some form of return that they are gonna get for putting that
for their investment.
You didn't have the 150,000 to start with. You were not able to buy the products to start the business. So you need to show some form of appreciation to whether it's your friend or your family. Partnerships, that's the fourth one. So you can, if you know people, or even if you don't know people, people with the who are doing the same business, you can go and pitch. You know, I want to get into partnership with you. I see you've already achieved this much in this business that you're doing, and I also want to get into it. And of course, the person is not just gonna
jump and say, "Okay, I'm in." And think about it this way: they already established. It's not like they need you, actually.
They do need you, but they don't know they need you. You need to show them.
Come on. I like that one.
Yes, you need to show them that, I mean, somebody who thinks that he's made it, but you are bringing your skills. That's something that they don't have.
Yeah,
that you know that when you're coming in as a partner, they can't do without you. They need you with that particular thing. And whether you don't have the money to actually start, when they look at this thing that you can bring in, they're like, from where you're going to take us from to where you'll take us to, we actually need to sign you up. Do you understand? We need to sign you up as a partner right now.
You're actually reminding me of a particular gentleman who came up with an idea, business idea as it may, and he wanted to collaborate with a particular municipality in the Eastern Cape, I will not mention. And,
that municipality, you
they rejected it. They rejected the idea. And then one day he's driving in the streets of the Eastern Cape. Bah! He sees his idea in a billboard. And and immediately he's like, ha. There's only one person I shared this idea with. It's this municipality. And he took them to court. He took them to court.
Yes, because remember even the guy who, with the, what is that thing from Vodacom? I don't know if people are still using that.
Yes, thing. Yes, please call me.
Yeah,
they still do. The other day I got a please call me from a different network though, but they do.
You see, then there are patent rights, you know, in protecting your idea. But of course, at that time, maybe one can feel like I can't afford a lawyer, you know, to be able to create a contract for me to protect my idea. There are possibilities of that whereby a person, a company can steal your idea. You just take them to court.
Yeah.
But if you've established some form of finances, I would say get yourself the cheapest lawyer that you can find, a lawyer that you can afford. In creating a contract between you and the new partner, and ensuring that your idea is protected.
No, that helped him big time, to a point where he got a couple of millions from the whole lawsuit, and he's now running one of the biggest ideas in the Eastern Cape. And guess who also sponsors now? The same municipality.
Look at that guy also started Drip.
Yes.
And then the wife was pushing the idea, and then the wife never got anything.
Yeah.
And then the business now went fumble. That wife has got every right to go to the court and get every money that she needs, because, you understand? But most of the time, even in terms of like musicians, their song being played on radio, on TV, and they don't get royalties.
Yeah.
You know, They're not getting any royalty fees for their music being played. That's where now you need to get your lawyer involved so that you make sure that you claim what is yours and
yeah.
get what is yours. People don't abuse your ideas. That is what I've collected for today's there's a lot of options
that
maybe I can expand on maybe on some other time, you know, that people can use.
Okay. Now, Blessing, thank you so much. We really appreciate this insightful information. And I think there's no one who can have an excuse now and say, I've got an idea, but I don't know what to do. No. Start somewhere.
No one should have any excuse going forward. And let's not go to the grave with the ideas that God has given us.
Wow. Thank you so much, Blessing. Until next week then, have a good one.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. Bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.